Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, it is Dom time. Of course, Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome in Christmas Eve show. Always a good time to catch up, solidify as we head off into Christmas together. In fact, the side question today, I won't give you the complete side question yet, but it has to do with the seven fishes. All right? And we have some family business to settle. Linda Kearns will be here, but Dan and I have kind of settled it. Well, we'll get her ruling on it also. So what happened? This very heated, very passionate, the number of page views is unbelievable.
Yeah.
For our, it's over 5,000. Yeah. For our caller of the year, it was within most of the time that I checked, and I checked almost every hour the last few days. At one point, it was within under a point to certainly under a point and a half to 2 points. That's how close it was, and a lot of people voting for either Joe of Columbus or Scott of Mount Laurel. Then suddenly, I thought maybe it's just a holiday thing. It's passionate, but people have given up a little bit. I didn't think that maybe Twitter is conspiring.
Yeah, what's going on,
to throw this
man
into chaos. Elon Musk.
Yeah? Is it the Russians? Are they shot us down? Or
it could be the Russians. It could be any of the rivals that I have, which that's rare.
Oh.
It could be Larry Krasner.
Is it that high school rival you had coming back now?
Yes, that's true. Uh-huh. So what happened? It froze at a certain point, and we can't replicate that. So what we've decided to do, and then Dan will tell you how you can vote. This was the wisdom of Solomon. We were doing higher math to three or four places. By our count, Joe now has a four-vote edge out of 178 cast. Even though it wavers between three, but it's on the high side. It's over 3.5 in percentages. So we rounded it up to 91 votes for Joe and Scott on the other side with 87. That makes 178. So we're going to count that. Joe has a plus four, meaning if Scott ends up only ahead by three votes, then Joe will be the champion. And we're going to extend the voting now. You can go to my...
Ooh, a voter extension.
A voter extension act here. Nobody can stop it either. It's runaway.
Wow.
Linda Kearns can't stop
it. Executive order.
Executive order. Scott Presler, I commute the sentence of everybody on death row around the world. No, I want him forced on Christmas Eve. Take him out. Can't do that on Christmas Eve. Why not? Think about what they did, which I'll get to. So you go to at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. You can vote for either Joe of Columbus or Scott of Mount Laurel. And Dan, we're going to extend it now just to kind of make up with what I think the lost time was without triggering Twitter to shut down until 2 o'clock on Friday, December 27th. At that point, I'll announce who the winner is, and then we'll talk about it in the heated caller of the year. Dan, what would you like to add?
It's upsetting. It really is.
And
there's nothing that we here at the show could have done. We tried to look if we could fix it, if X would unfreeze it, but nope. It looks like someone just has something out for you there, Dom, and it's frozen, and it's nothing. It's sad. I wish we could do something about it, but it looks like already Scott has two votes in, so that handicap has already been moved to two rather than four.
Okay.
Get out and vote at Dom Show 12th then.
Yeah, and we don't know if you voted before or didn't vote. It doesn't matter. It's all fresh here. You can vote again. You can do the same things again until 2 o'clock this Friday. And it is a thrilling race for Caller of the Year. Two great guys. I see a lot of endorsers. Fishapine, Leslie into the ring. A lot of Joe of Columbus endorsers. All fine. All you have to do is go and vote. Don't forget, do it now so that you don't have to think about it over Christmas. And we'll announce the winner on Friday. Dan, I've never heard of this happening, though. Is that a glitch in the system?
Apparently, if you Google this, my X, poll froze. It's a recurring issue that X is not ironed out. So, Elon always talks about this efficiency, but, we can't run polls on X. Hey, what does that say about the efficiency of the government, Mr. Musk?
Well, that's right. It's the first time it's happened.
100% kidding, by the way.
That I've done. So, it's all good. All right. So we'll talk about everything like we do, mix in a lot of stuff. As I said, seven fishes will be up for debate when I give you the side question here in a moment. And if you are doing seven fishes, we did seven fishes for years, and it's coming back next year. I have somebody helping now. In fact, two people have volunteered. Because, the ticketing and the keeping up with this and, goodness, I needed somebody to do that. I think we have that in place. The number of people that still come up to me, what happened with seven fishes? Well, there was COVID. But Gallows, Jim Harvey over at Gallows, is the perfect spot for us. We actually even have the entertainers. I could even tell you who the person of the year would be that we got to get there. Scott Presler, of course. Mm. But then there might be others that we've given roles to. Around this, and it is a spectacular event. So we'll get to that on the side question here. Let me get to it right now. I'll give you the side question because Dan has a contention here.
Going to
a Borowski on seven fishes knowledge, I have to look that up. That seems to be a little bit off kilter.
Yeah, I just take issue with a lot of you Italians out there that kind of, take the easy layup rather than go for the dunk on Seven Fishes Day.
Yeah, anything remotely. Now, the one year we did it over at V, Is it View? It's over on North Broad around Broad
it's
and Brown.
It's too rich for me either way, so.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah?
It was so hot, Seven Fishes, that year. We had a car sponsor, Steve Avidian, and they pulled a bunch of cars on the sidewalk with spotlights on them.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We had parkers. We had valet parking because of the demand. And the feast extended.
You had
for
spotlights?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Well, of course, when I came in. It was a tuxedo event. We honored Alan West, flew him in, and we didn't know that Scott Rutter was a buddy of his, and what's the name? I see Alan West jumping off the stage thinking, what the hell is he doing? He's running to hug and meet Scott Rutter. They were both in Iraq, knew each other, both colonels, lieutenant colonels, I guess. Spectacular event. So we've done stuff like that. And again, anytime that you do this, it's a massive undertaking. We did have seven fishes, I believe, that year. But to get to seven fishes.
But side by seven fishes, did you actually have seven fishes?
Yes, I think they were all there. Yeah. I think my book, I can Google it again, the calamod and stuff like that. That's the cod. Yes, they're all fish.
No.
Of course they count. Yes.
Why? This really annoys me. Every holiday season, I get invited to these seven fishes, and I go, and they have shrimp, and they have calamari,
and they have
clams as a fish. Those are seafoods. Those are shellfishes.
Yeah,
that's a different category from fish.
I think calamari counts as a fish.
You need, a salmon, a cod,
calamari,
it's a squid.
Well, I would still count it in the fish category for these purposes.
Is squid a fish? No, a squid is not a fish, but it is a type of seafood.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's
that's
a
what
type
Google
of seafood.
Says.
I think Google needs somebody else helping them for this. We've done it with that, and Italian experts tell me it's okay. But I need to hear from someone who has done or is doing seven fishes. I got the idea from Joe Bag of Donuts.
Is shrimp a fish?
No, I wouldn't count shrimp.
So why is squid a fish?
The Kalamata, I forget what the ruling was. I have to think about that. So you may tell us what counts, and getting seven fish together, it's more the concept. If you have to strain to get that last fish, that could be difficult. Joe Spiraglia, Joe Bag of Donuts, may he rest in peace. He was the guy who originated on the show with me talking about this. We'd bring him on every year. Why Joe Bag of Donuts? Well, when you go somewhere, you got to bring something. And he always brought donuts. Joe Bag of Donuts. All-time great nickname.
Really?
Nobody called him
Joe. I didn't know that's why his name was Bag of Donuts.
Yeah, Joe Bag
he actually
of
brought
donuts.
A bag of donuts.
Yeah, he brought donuts.
Makes sense.
Wherever he went. Made sense.
Yeah.
He was the archivist of old-time South Philly and Italian traditions. So jump in, 855-839-1210. If you've done seven fishes here, settle this with us. How do you reach the seven fish, or do you say you got to have...
Does linguine and clams count as a fish at seven fishes?
No, we never did it with clams. And Jim Harvey, if you're listening, I don't know if we came close to seven fishes there, you know, because for the restaurant to do it, it's really hard. You really have to go out of your way.
You know who can help you with those seven fishes, though?
Who's that?
Captain Chucky.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. Captain Chucky's always there. We got a special new thing with Captain Chucky I'm going to tell you about a little bit later this hour. A book by the captain for kids.
Ooh.
We'll unveil that. You can get it at all Captain Chucky's. So, side question today. Seven fishes. Hit us with something that has seven. There are seven of these. Seven is a magic number. Seven is a lucky number. Something with seven. So I'll take some of the most obvious off. And then I have one I think is pretty clever. The seven deadly sins.
Oh, I'm really bad with those.
Yeah, I mean, even in...
Sloth.
Yeah.
Gluttony.
Sloth, gluttony, lust.
Yeah. lack of pride. Oh, wait, no.
That's not, yeah. So in this situation, even the faith stopped at seven. Seven continents. All right, is another prime one.
Okay, yeah.
And the one I'm going to take off that always intrigued me because I'm a big believer that Scott of Mount Laurel, or even I, if Dan were 7 feet, not 6 foot seven and nine tenths, 7-footers, if you can't make it to the NBA bench at least, you're not trying hard enough. It's still rare to actually have a legit 7-footer. So if you're 7 foot, and you actually play basketball, and then you can actually run up and down. You know what I mean? They're going to try to, they'll let you come to a training camp at least to be a 7-footer. It's still pretty rare, I think, even out of the billion people or whatever it is in China. I don't know how many are 7 feet. I don't know how many in the, I don't think we have a 7-footer listening because if they say they are, I'd have to measure them.
No, there's going to be at least one 7-footer listening.
I think they're lying.
I'm definitely not the tallest person tuned into this program right now.
You think there are people really 6 foot nine?
If you happen to be listening, 855-839-1210, let's try to find our tallest listener today.
Yeah, and if you're taller than me, that's out preposterous too. Yeah. But realize I'm not taking a picture with you, so get that out of your mind.
So to be clear, I'm 6'7" and what, 9 tenths? Is that what you say?
Yeah, it's on the teetering on the 6'8" thing.
There you go. So
yeah.
If you're bigger than that, call us and we'll start from there.
And at what height do you become sort of freakish? I would say 6'8", no.
No, I think 6'8" is pretty freakish. Once you start running out of places to buy clothes.
Yeah, but it's not freakish. You know, 7 foot, it's got to be.
I turn heads. I mean, what's the definition of freakish? I mean.
Yeah, well, the ideal height to me would be 6'3" 1/8".
I think in 1887, I would have been a carnival act.
You think so? Yeah, you might have been. Not that many then. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You can get that in. Now, of course, today we will talk about all the things that are happening. And coming up, I will play you a little bit of this family. You know, we hear these people, and even on the day of Christmas Eve, it doesn't stop me. Not going to stop me. In fact, more today to call out the Catholic bishops, these weasels. putting out this letter supporting Joe Biden. I'm looking yesterday at the names, and it's a name of the people he commuted the death sentence to. That in Philadelphia, Laura Dan, and you weren't anywhere near the Philadelphia market. I forget when this guy was big time news. He always used to be in the news. Headline Inquirer, North Philly drug kingpin, Kabani Savage. When the guy's name is Savage.
It's a great last name.
Yeah, he's on federal death row for 12 murders, including a 2004 firebombing that killed four children. One was only 15 months. And two adults will now serve a life sentence instead, thanks to Joe Biden. If it is Joe Biden. Now, look, I know we want to tell Republicans to get on with new business. They might even be out of session. I think they're back on January 3rd. I think they should order an immediate investigation of Biden. Is he really signing these things? Who's really doing this? Is he actually, are they sitting him down and making him, is it Dr. Jill Biden? Who is doing this? It may not be to Biden trying to cover up for giving Hunter Biden. But this guy had a confederate of his in
why
the drug
buying him dinner every night for the rest of his life?
Yeah.
Like my taxpayer funding is going to fund this guy in jail.
Oh, exactly. This guy in North Philly had a guy who went state's evidence. So instead of trying to take him out, I mean, he just incinerated most of a block, killing all those people in the one fire. They convicted him of 12 murders in addition to this one. But who knows how many he actually did. So we're supposed to, as we go into the holidays, of course, but seeing this, I've seen the pain of victims. You know, not everybody can be a Marine Faulkner who soldiers on against all this. And the culture, society tells you, well, that's not going to bring them back. Why are you so savage on this? And my ire, Joe Biden has always been a dope. He's always going to be a dope. He's cognitively in decline. But he's a political animal. He's a bad guy. He always has been a bad guy. He's not Joe, how's your mother doing guy. He's a bad guy, and he always has been. U.S. Catholic bishops, Archbishop Timothy Broglio, issued a statement saying, these commutations are a significant step in advancing the cause of human dignity and respect from human life, from the womb to the tomb in our nation. Yo, buddy. Take off your collar. Stop it already. From the womb, where are you guys standing up for life and telling us to the tomb and human dignity? I'll play you coming up the family who this Christmas learns that the justice system doesn't work for them after their loved one was murdered in cold blood. Just the nerve of these enablers up and down the line. Well, I'm thinking today, too, of a guy who's similar to Joe Biden. That would be Pope Francis, lecturing us in his getting ready for Christmas message about children being gunned down by the Israelis, genocide in Gaza. The nerve of these people. And we're supposed to stand by idly as they use the holidays. Biden is using these holidays. He's using these holidays to cover up his tantrum or what his handlers want or what in some god-awful version of the Catholic faith. Biden might be a true Catholic now. Yeah, he might be. People who blanch at righteous punishment. And there's a lot of reasons that I've given you why the death penalty is needed. Yet, when it comes to life in the womb, as the bishop just mentioned, they're fine with going forward with abortion up until who knows what level. Pope Francis and Joe Biden both have a lot in common. I don't think the Pope is the smartest Pope we've ever had. I think he's pretty much a dullard. And Joe Biden and this Pope are both a form of Catholicism that is not in step with anything I think anybody recognizes. But the bishops on these days lecturing about human dignity as these families suffer a second blow after the initial blow. So imagine this guy, even the Inquirer in North Philly, they have him on 12 murders that we know of. God knows how many were committed. 15-year-old firebomb, whole thing. Well, what good is it going to do to execute him? Would you like to tell that to the victims? Would you like to tell them what good it might do? All right, so we got a lot of fun things mixed in throughout the show, but we'll update you on a lot of stuff happening. And Biden, remember, still has what? Not 30 days. I'm calculating it. He has close to a month left in office. It's got to be something done with that, too. Shorter transition time. Once the election's over, you got a week to get out of the White House. That's it. And the pardoning power, that has to be greatly curtailed, constitutionally, of course. But it ought to be looked at. We go through this every time. And then he fades off into the wilderness. Just think of the damage this man and his wife and his punk son, just think of what they've done. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. I need some Seven Fishes people, though. You got to get in now. You got to tell us, do you stretch it? Dan's a purist on this. I think it's all about the attempt. I think that's what Joe Bag of Donuts would say. You know, it's all about trying to get close to that moment where you're following this tradition of Seven Fishes. I miss Joe Bag of Donuts quite a bit. First time he came on, Dan, I was on the overnight show, then midnight to 5:30. And I never kept a guest, even a half hour. I had him 3 hours, and I still had a full board of callers. I just couldn't bring myself to stop because he had written these books about the neighborhoods in Philadelphia, you know, about growing up and all these customs and people, et cetera. And people wanted the book right at that point. I told them, I can't go outside the door and sell you the book. It was hundreds and hundreds of them. So he became a fixture. That's where I started with the Feast of the Seven Fishes. The first year that we did it over at Broad and Walnut. Great spot there. And we had on the woman that did the cooking show in person. What's her last name? Begins with a B. From PBS. Among others, the cardinal there. One year we had Supreme Court Justice, Mayor, Governor, and all that. And DA. Those days are not happening.
That is a strange crowd you got there, Dom.
Yeah, no, all at once. Yeah. I had guys coming from...
You're not talking Julia Child, right? She wasn't there.
No, it wasn't Julia Child. No.
Pretty awesome it was.
It'll come to me.
Yeah, we'll get it at some point.
Branovich.
Was it like a local cooking show?
Oh, no. It's national.
National?
Yeah, I think it was Lydia Branovich, but it was Italian. What the? It's a while ago. All right.
Someone out
vote
there
right now. How's the vote going? Is it a tie yet? Who's ahead?
It's a really close. Oh, my gosh. 26 votes so far, 50-50, Dom, 13-13.
Oh, yeah. God. So Joe of Columbus still has a four-vote lead.
Lydia Bastianich, right?
Yes, that's who it was, yeah. Sorry. And Frankie Valli imitator, who people thought it was Frankie Valli, was good. They were doing the Jersey voice, and I got him to come over. Stuff like that.
What an awesome show that sounds like.
Oh, yeah, no, all in 1 year, it was beyond belief, the people that were there. There you go. But we're going to do it again. What qualifies as the Feast of Seven Fishes? In addition to that, hit us with something seven. I see a good one already. I think there's a million sevens out there. It is a lucky number. Dan, what was yours again?
I didn't take one yet.
That's right. I didn't think so.
I'll take how about the guy that you despise, Maisie despises, but I'm kind of a fan of him. Number seven from the Falcons, then the Eagles, Michael Vick.
No, I don't despise him. No, not anymore. I mean, I went to the ends of the earth. But after I've interviewed him and after he stood up for Riley Cooper, the racist receiver for the Eagles who got into trouble over in Camden, I interviewed him. I think he's a redeemed guy.
Yeah.
And that's like 7, 8, 10 years ago. And I said then, he's a symbol of redemption. No, though, originally, Andy Reid, bringing him here after what he did, Dan, and it was within a matter of months. And we heard, well, he's out of jail now. It doesn't matter. You don't get to play quarterback in the NFL right away. But last time I talked with him, I see a different human being.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
very much so. Is Maisie such a dog person that she can never get over that?
I can understand. Yeah, but
like, turn that off.
I still would tell you what he did for Riley Cooper, for example, how he stood up in the clubhouse in the interview. You know, I have radar, 5,000 interviews, something like that. This guy's a redeemed guy. I listen when they're setting up and he's talking to people there and all that. It gives me a little vibe on him.
I want to put you on the spot, too, before we get out of here.
Yeah.
So, my other answer, Dom.
Yes.
The seven colors of the rainbow.
Yes.
Do you know them?
No, I do not. DJ, watch me ask that. You know, he gives us trivia. At Thanksgiving, before we eat, we're going over to his house. And on Christmas, he's working on them right now. 25 trivia questions.
Yeah, seven colors of the rainbow. Roy G. Biv. With that, can you help? Does that help you?
No, give it to me.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Indigo.
That's one that always gets me
DJ better not ask that. That question's out. All right, we got a big tight race for caller of the year going on. Vote early, vote often. And Amadeo coming up here. Amadeo, you're going to be next. You're going to tell us. What fish qualify here? Can I get some calamari in here? Is that my seven fish?
Amadeo does sound like he might know what he's talking about.
Yes, yes.
Might be proven wrong.
You know, when we get to the big Polish holiday, when pierogies are involved, I'll defer to Dan.
I know my potatoes, okay?
Okay.
My kielbasa.
Okay. Why do I always go with pierogies, though? Yeah. It always seems to be appropriate. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board on Talk Radio 12.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Merry Christmas, everyone. We have a seven fishes dispute here. If you're doing it, boy, that's kind of time-consuming. What counts as one of the fishes? You heard Dan. Completely outside the fold here. Guy Shiraki behind the scenes is coming to my aid, I think. But Amadeo in Cherry Hill. There, right away, Amadeo. This gives credibility. Amadeo, Merry Christmas. What can you tell us about the seven fishes?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Dom. Merry Christmas, Dan. You know, I've always thought that the seven fish was a higher level if you did fish. But the shellfish still count.
Okay.
So we've done it. I've done it for 36 years. I've been, since I was alive. My mom did it. Now my wife does it. My dad's side is from South Philly. My mom's from Overbrook. My wife's father is from South Philly, and that's how it's,
So you hear that, Dom? You got a guy here claiming
you could do.
You're not a real Italian unless you use actual fish for the seven fish.
Wait a minute, though, but the actual...
That's what I'm reading from this.
Seven fish, Amadeo, you're saying the higher level. So you got the cod.
Yeah.
What is flounder allowed?
Mouth, flounder, salmon,
it's like a guy that gets a Latin mass over here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, anchovies are, sardines. Yeah,
yeah, that's a fish.
Look, you're gonna kick the calamari out. I can't squeeze that in.
I'm not kicking it out. It still counts.
Yeah,
it's a higher level if you do the seven actual fish. It's a higher level.
Okay, so are you guys doing that tonight?
Oh, we are, yeah. But we're not doing the higher level. We're doing, we'll have calamari. We'll have shrimp, crab. We'll have salmon, stuff like that. My mother-in-law does like a pot pie, to be honest with you.
Now I want to
wait a minute.
Pie of fish?
Now, wait a minute. Your mother-in-law is the one. I didn't hear any Italian heritage there. Is she Italian?
Well, yeah, she's Italian. Yep.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
She's not. She's from North Jersey. She's not.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the Oi country. So a pot pie in there, Amadeo. That throws the whole thing off.
She's part German.
Is the pot pie a chicken pot pie or a fish pot pie?
No, it's a seafood pot pie.
All right, that gets better.
Maybe like bisque in the middle, yeah, it kind of sounds good.
Yeah, she does. She throws a bisque in there, too. She does.
All right, Amadeo. I think that's a good standard.
For the side question, too.
Yes, what do you have?
Seven. I had seven virtues.
Ah, that's right. Catholic Church, seven deadly sins, but the seven virtues. Can you name some?
Seven virtues to count. It would be... humility. I can't think of the other one.
Chastity.
Chastity's
chastity.
One.
Yeah. Yes, chastity is the one I've always remembered.
But they're just the opposite of the seven deadly sins.
That's right.
we can remember the seven deadly sins easy enough. But
chastity, temperance, charity, diligence, kindness, patience, and humility. And yes, I had to Google it.
Well, I'm out on the patience. Father, I confess there, the patience, the other ones I could do, but not the patience. Amadeo, thank you. You really clarified that well. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
And
thank you,
good luck with the pot pie.
Oh, man,
that was a great call. By the way, Dan, while you were absent without leave yesterday doing other shows somewhere, we made news that JVD, Jeff Van Drew, told us that he and his people had written up the executive order to stop the big wind project in Jersey.
Ooh.
And he believed that President Trump would sign it on inaugural day. And what it would do is it would say 6 months to take another look-see at this. And then at the end of 6 months, what I think is going to happen is saying, no way, buddy. So is 6 months enough to stop the voracious spenders, climate crazies in Jersey, the Murphys? Will the Danes run now? What's going to happen when Trump signs that? I'm not saying complete victory. The other thing, Scott Presler was fired up yesterday, and I almost texted him to congratulate him. He was he was at American Fest, and he was a big star there. And I didn't have time to look it up on the air. Dan, how do you spell Center County in Pennsylvania?
R-E, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I thought it was that, but I didn't want to look by putting... I thought, no, it's not Center County.
R-E.
Why the heck in the middle of nowhere is it C-E-N-T-R-E?
Because they're French, obviously. Centre. Centre County.
Oh, so you think the French settled at Penn State?
Well,
maybe.
Obviously. Yeah.
So he turned Center County, which is Penn State, all those college students, grad students, professors, etc., that are liberal, it's now red.
So according to the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania, Center County was officially formed in 1800 from sections of Mifflin, Northumberland, Lycoming, and Huntingdon counties. The name derives from its geographical central location within the state.
Ah, okay.
Doesn't describe why it's RE, though.
Yeah, but why that?
French, I mean.
Yeah, and he's turned his attention now to Chester County. He said... Democrats only outregister Republicans their voter registration by 5,000. So he predicts by the end of this year, he wants, maybe even sooner, he wants Chester County to be red. Once that happens, oh, once you're on his map, it's all over. It so really is.
I do have some. Okay, so yeah. The American spelling of center was yet to be popularized by Noah Webster's dictionaries in the time that it was. So the Center County was first, you know, found in 1764. It was 1806 that center started being spelled E-R rather than R-E. So it's just common, you know, language at the time.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of loses that it's in the center of the state when you see the C-E-N-T-R-E, people think it's something else.
It is fancier, though.
Yeah, it is fancier. And the moral of the story, though, and you sent me background on Scanlon, who now is the day-to-day. We talked with him about that her mom is Taiwanese.
Yeah.
And I didn't know any of that. I thought that was an Irish name or something. She was a swimmer with Leah Thomas.
Well, Scanlon is very Irish.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. And he said, no, we're going to be in every Korean church across Jersey. I think he knew the number even.
That's huge.
I'm telling you, if Republicans in this primary can just choose a candidate that can exemplify conservative values in a right way, and that's what we're duking it out now, they're going to win the governorship. I mean, we got a guy that is touted to be the lead Democrat by Harry Hurley. I think Matt Rooney would agree. Gottmeyer, who masquerades as a moderate, Dan. He's the guy that falsified his Spotify at the end of the year, what he's listening to. And he put in 5 Bruce Springsteen songs as the number one things. We can't beat a guy falsifying his Spotify.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yes.
So just to conceptualize how big of a task this is that they're undertaking here, targeting the Asian community of New Jersey.
Yes.
Amish people in Pennsylvania, Dom, 92,000. And he did such a great job, you know, accessing that.
But remember, getting access to them is a little bit harder than getting access to the Asians. Yeah.
To Asian community in New Jersey, 913,000, 10% of the total population of New Jersey. Could you imagine how big that would be? If we can get some registered.
And I think they're adjacent to being Republicans. And Presler was on it right away. I can read his mind now, the stuff he's doing. And Scanlon has deep connection, I think, to the Asian communities. You're going to see this play out. He's also, I think he's working out. He's ready for the beach. We're going to have to do a beach event this summer. So there you go. Now, can Republicans blow it by a bad primary where they kill each other and then we go into that? Let's hope not. It's so winnable, and that will be the political story of the year if we win the governor's race in New Jersey. All right, a lot of folks want to get in. 7 Fishes, if you're doing it, have done it. We need a little bit more information on that. And the number
Italians of the higher order, Dom, all fish, telling you.
Yeah, I heard Amadeus, but then he's got a mother-in-law throwing in a pot pie.
Yeah, well, it's still it's a seafood pot pie, so it doesn't count towards one of the fish, but he also admitted that he's not doing the real thing this year. He's not one of the higher order Italians for first time in a while.
Great call, though. Sounded great. I hope Amadeo calls again. I wonder.
I'd rather see calamari on a table than sardines. So, you know what?
Yes, see, calamari. And he didn't say calamari. I always say calamari, but that was a more Italian pronunciation.
Eat some gabagool with your calamari. Yeah,
Daddy DiRenzo would be my, if he's listening, calamari. He once criticized my pronunciation. So, yeah, I got it right there. All right, let's talk Dr. Bentz. And yes, they were in the office today. You can get that appointment for the new year. Make it in January. Make it whenever. It's just a reminder that my friend, Dennis, 10 years now, board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group in East Norriton, is there and ready to go. We've talked technology, how important that is with Dr. Bentz. Of course, his skills. This guy is in demand every week lecturing to some dental group on procedures of any sort. Other dentists send their more complex cases to him. But what the real secret is right from the beginning, he's had great technology even 10 years ago. Today, it's world class. That allows him to diagnose consistently, predictably, and really get to the root causes, no pun intended. Dr. Bentz's technology and on-site lab can help you get the consistent, efficient results that really cement my confidence in him each time that I'm there and each time he shows me something new. Get that appointment now. You've heard me talk about it. If you have a moment, just call them up, set it up January, whenever you want. Reach them at 610-272-6949 or visit BentsDentalGroup.com. Say it with a smile, Bents Dental Group, 610-272-6949.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, a lot of things in play with Dom. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks so much. In play, we have this dispute over the Feast of the Seven Fishes. And it's coming back, so be ready for that. We'd have to introduce the caller of the year there, Dan. That's another new thing for the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Oh, yeah.
How is the polling going? We were tied in the new one, which gives Joe of Columbus a 4-vote lead. Where are we now?
Yeah, it's another close vote, now 52 votes in. Dom, Joe of Columbus, 51.9% to Scott's 48.1%, which gives him about a 6 or 7 vote lead. In total, when adding the last vote as well. So at Dom Show 1210 to cast your vote and get that in as soon as possible.
And it's an all-time page views number already exceeding 5,000. So somehow or another, this is spreading like... Now, if people copy this in talk radio, I put a patent on this, Dan. How's that pending? Has Jeff and Drew gotten that through yet by executive order?
That's a good question.
That's the thing, too. I like to get an executive order. Let me do that as a side question. What would you like to hear? A fun executive order from Trump that we could possibly get in front of him. I mean, he's going to buy Greenland. He's going to take back the Panama Canal.
Oh, yeah.
This is his foreign policy.
Turn the Panama Canal into a destination resort.
Yeah, destination resort. That's what it's about. And Greenland has all those minerals. Can you imagine? I didn't know Greenland... We were talking during break. DJ gives this trivia thing. The biggest island in the world is Greenland.
Hmm.
I didn't think it was an island. I thought it was attached.
Also, I know there's a ton of ice in Greenland and a lot of green in Iceland.
That's true. Nicely played by you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to one of the contenders. Joe in Columbus,
Joe!
New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Joe, nice work by you. Fierce, this is Nixon Kennedy. I'm waiting for the returns from Chicago, Joe.
I'll tell you what, guys, no matter how this pans out, you are the best entrepreneurs that I've ever come across.
Well, what can we launch that would actually make us money, Dom? I mean,
yeah, really. The hits you guys are getting, I mean, you should be paid for that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is astounding. And Linda Kearns, I'm not going to let her say, no, you can't do this. She's coming up here, Joe. We're rolling with this.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. But more important than, you know, loving this, I just love the community and the relationships you guys built. I mean, we built friends for life over the last 4 years with this thing, whether it was at Mulligan's or at the Grand Hotel or, you know, at Bucks County Community College. It's just so heartwarming that I'll never forget this. It's incredible.
Well, thank you,
I love
Joe.
It.
Thanks. A lot more in 2025. I think if I'm right, we're headed back to the NAC for Inauguration Day. That seems to be in the offing. And I remember at Chickie and Pete's in South Philly, Joe, hundreds of people came in for the 2016, and I get it, the novelty of that, but this is so much better. That was novel, what's going to happen, excitement. This is a different Trump this time around. Yeah, some of the stuff like buying Greenland and all, we get it, but there's a lot more stuff here that's really consequential.
And Dom, you know what? This is a testimony to DJD's ego or lack of it. He has recognized the mistakes he's made, and he's made the necessary corrections. And that is not a dictator. Now, I don't care what anybody says the guy is. He's not a dictator.
Well, I'm going by O'Reilly, our best source, and he'll be on a lot this year. And I'm going to call it the Trump wanting to be the greatest president question every time to O'Reilly. Trump has asked him four separate phone calls now. What do I have to accomplish in the second term to be in that league of the greatest president ever? As long as he stays on that path, Joe, that mindset, he will do big things, consequential things, and we won't have any of the, you know, downside here or very little. It will be a time in history that will be a golden age. Joe, who's your seven?
Well, Dom, before I say, like, that's an attribute and a characteristic of humility when he says that in itself. Mine is, and I'm going to tell you, my dad was very good friends with Joe DiMaggio, and you guys drew me away from the New York media over to the Philly media because I am the connoisseur of Kalama, and all the way from Manhattan down to Atlantic City, and Kalama belongs in the Seven Fishes.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying Kalama. Now, Daddy Dorenzo, that's one of our top salesmen.
Joe is an Italian guy. I just want to underline that as well.
Yes, and Joe is. And his son, Anthony Dorenzo, is back in the fold here. He says, not Kalama, Kalamad. He's with the
Kalamad.
Kalamad.
Phonetically, I'll say it the way I always say it. Kalamad with a G. Kalamad.
Oh, okay.
That's the North Jersey way of saying it.
just rest tonight easy, Joe, knowing that you're a lower order Italian because
that's
you don't use actual seven real fishes.
Amadeo, put down that pot pie. I hate the pot pie.
I'm a Yankee fan, but I went to school at Temple, and I fell in love with South Philly back in the day.
Okay.
So I can go either way. But my seven is the number seven, minus that stint with Bryce Harper, the Mickey Mantle.
Yes, all time.
There's not many sevens out there, Dom, in the baseball uniform.
No, and George Costanza wanted to name his kid seven.
Oh, God, that's the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Take care, Joe. Yes. Mickey Mantle is the stuff of legend. You know, not as good as Willie Mays, Babe Ruth, or whatever, but the stuff is just mind-boggling with him. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hit us with a seven in honor of this whole Seven Fishes thing, and boy, if you have any more Seven Fishes knowledge, you can jump in with that. Yeah, Jeff Van Drew has been tremendous this year. Have we forgotten about the drones? I didn't see any drone. Dan, did you see any drone coverage last night? I didn't see it.
No, but I think I saw a drone myself yesterday.
You're in Jersey.
Yeah, you know.
So have the drones gone away, or as predicted, the media will just let this simmer and they'll get away with it until Trump's first day in office?
Aliens.
I mean, he's got to say something. I'm not going to forget. I don't think listeners are going to forget. What is the outcome of the drones? Where did they go? Let's go to Barb in Turnersville, New Jersey. Barb's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Barb.
Hey, good afternoon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Barb.
So I have been to quite a few of your seven fishes. And
well,
Lydia.
You.
Lydia was my favorite, and she signed my cookbook. That's who you were trying to think of.
Yes. Yeah, that was over at Joe Varelli's over at Broad and Walnut. Great spot.
On Broad Street, yes. That was wonderful. Far as seven fishes, I enjoy anything that comes from the sea or the river. Works for
Wait
me.
A minute, the river, too?
River too?
Not just a
no,
sea. Wait a minute,
happen.
this is a it's lower level attack.
Well, you know what? Salmon comes from rivers, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess so, yes.
It depends where you live. My top would probably be sea bass as my main entree, but I really don't do it because the rest of the family's not eating it. So I love going places. Believe it or not, Carrabba's does a nice seven fishes with a wine pairing. Okay, There was a pizza place a couple years ago here in Washington Township. I don't know if they still did it. They did a
pizza place doing
pizza.
Seven fishes.
They
Wait
did
a minute.
A pizza. They did a seven fishes pizza.
Wait a minute. Was pineapple one of them? I bet it was.
No, it was all. It was clams. It was crazy.
Ew, on pizza?
And I was the only one that ate it.
Oh God.
No one else ate it, so it went to waste. But it wasn't bad. One piece was all
so
I
So am
did.
I allowed to demand money back if I go to Carrabba's and they offer me shellfish as one of the fish on seven fishes?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Carrabba's was nice. It was. I don't remember, but each one was a little bit different. But it was a couple years last year that we went, and I did see it advertised this year, but I wasn't able to make it. But it was nice, and it's nice that you didn't have to clean up because it does
well,
a lot
mark,
of work.
Mark it down. We usually do it the Monday before Christmas, my Feast of the Seven Fishes next year, and I would say Scott Presler probably is Person of the Year. If anybody beats him, wow, what a year that's going to be.
I think you should have it at the Mooshaloo. Do they still have things there?
Ooh, on the boat.
Anyway, oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Don't say that word. As soon as she hears it, Rose on the hunt. We got to go to the Mooshaloo.
Go to Mooshaloo.
Yes, there you go.
Finally, number seven is Ron Jaworski, the Jaws. Like, how,
there you go. Now,
that's it.
Let's test your knowledge of the show. How far did Ron Jaworski tell me at a Save the Whales event he threw a football during tryouts when he was trying out for pro football?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember, but I've been to many of your events, including
okay.
the last
Barb,
one. And
you told me 88 yards,
what?
Dan.
No.
88
yards.
No, the Polish rifle.
It's like 100 points on one basketball.
77, it would have fit.
Yeah. Barb, have a great Christmas. The Polish rifle. Robin Schaefer, if he's listening, will verify that conversation. I have a signed ball by him that I'm going to be using in my own 40-yard throw. Now, it might be a Nerf ball, but Ron Jaworski signed it. Whatever happened to that football from the bear guy at the NAC event? Do we have that?
He was, I think he was over at an event recently. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that is a perfect football to throw. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up, Linda Kern. So let's set the table here. She wrote a great piece about level with voters. Out in Delaware County, they prosecuted this woman with a progressive group who got caught voter fraud, big time. The Inquirer says, see, that just shows you it never happens. It just happened. So Linda wrote a piece on that. But Dan, where do we stand at Dom Show 1210 in the kind of continuing vote that we've had to intervene in because of Twitter? What's the score?
Yeah, it's loading right now. I have Joe in Columbus with 51.8% of the vote to Scott and Mount Laurel's 48.2%, which means combined with that handicap from the prior vote of four votes for Joe, Joe's taking a heightened lead over Scott. So if you're thinking Scott and Mount Laurel is your caller of the year, head on over to @DomShow1210 and cast a vote for Scott.
I will say this. Scott's the one that called it to my attention, Dan. I thought, well, what am I missing here?
Yes, that should be clear. Yeah.
Yeah. He saw that it was frozen, Twitter involved here. So Linda Kearns will sort all this out. Sad incident in the New York subway. We have someone here illegally who burned a woman to death Sunday morning on the subway, and nobody tried to put out the flames at all in any way. Curtis Sliwa calling it the Daniel Penny effect. I can't go that far. I could defend people to a degree. What would you do if that were in front of you? That's a great question to ponder, and we'll get to that too. And keep the calls coming. Something seven and seven fishes. First off, boy, I have exciting stuff here, as always, with Captain Chucky's. Christmas is here. Last-minute preparations underway. Still time to get this holiday table ready. Get to your nearest Captain Chucky's. I was just at mine in Flowertown today. Busy, busy. They have everything you need. That's whether you're hosting or whether you want to take something to a gathering. Now, Captain Chucky's is known for their fantastic crab cakes, wild-caught golf shrimp, and soups. They're teaming up with some well-known family-owned businesses, too, to offer some great products. Captain Chucky's and Marciano's Bakery of Philadelphia now have launched their newest invention, the Bang Bang Crab Cake and Cheese Specialty Bread. It's available at most Captain Chucky's locations. Captain Chucky's also has a Taste of Philly section in most stores that carry the following family-owned items. Stock's Pound Cakes. I saw people buying them in Flowertown today, big time. Marciano's Specialty Breads. Pierogies from the Pierogi Kitchen of Roxborough. Chef Matt's Key Lime Pies. Derby's Philly Famous Clams Casino. Also, Vera Pasta Company of Westchester. They produce Captain Chucky's own fine line of pasta, including their three different raviolis, their own lobster, bang and crab, and finally, their shrimp scampi ravioli. And they're also their own jarred blush sauce. Please check out the website, local Captain Chucky's, for availability. So with the holidays fast upon us, never a better time to check out all of these delicacies. And my favorite, I'm partial, my name's on it, get those Dom Rolls. Now to do this, you just go to their website to find every place. There's a ton of them around the Delaware Valley. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. And if you're headed to the shore, don't forget Captain Chucky's at the shore. They're there. CaptainChucky'sAtTheShore.com. Just wanted to take a moment to, you know, over the years, my friendship with the Captain Chucky. And I've told you about the family. We've done an event with them, with the nuns in the suburbs, that they take care of every year, a feast. And Captain Chucky's has put it all together. He's out with a kid's book now. And all proceeds from this go to Shriners Hospital. Just a great spot.
That's awesome.
It's Captain Crabby's Castle. Captain Crabby's Castle of Friendship and Love. And he's got quite a cast of characters here. I think some of these would make it into the seven fishes. There's the Crabby. There's the octopus. I had octopus once.
Guy Shiraki says octopus works.
Yeah, octopus is very Italian. There are lobsters. There's a shark. There's a cupcake. Guam, I'm not sure what that is. Okay. But all these characters are here to teach the lesson of friendship and love. And these great books are available at all of your Captain Chucky's. So there's a bonus when you stop in, just ask them Captain Chucky's kids book, Captain Crabby's Castle of Friendship and Love. And all proceeds go directly to Shriners Hospital. Linda Kearns next on Talk Radio 1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.